And here at 5 EBI FM on a 3.1 EBI World in Digital, the time's now 12:30. Time to welcome into the studio and introduce Sadiq Bah, who's the Communications Officer of the Multicultural Communities Council of South Australia. Hi, Sadiq.
Hi, Yuit. Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome to MCCSA Community Voices radio program on 5 EBI 103.1 FM. The Multicultural Communities Council of South Australia, known as MCCSA, is South Australia's peak multicultural organization for cultural and linguistically diverse communities in South Australia. My name is Sadiq Bah, and today I have with me in the studio Cathy Chong, the president of the Chinese Welfare Services Association of South Australia. Cathy is well known and recognized in the multicultural community here in South Australia. Today, we'll also be listening to an interview with His Excellency, the Governor of South Australia, the Honorable Hugh Van Lee. We had the opportunity to talk to him about the upcoming Governor's Multicultural Awards, and we'll also be talking to Cathy, who happens to be a recent recipient of these awards, about her thoughts on the awards. Hi, Cathy.
Good afternoon, everyone.
It's good to have you here. But before we start, Cathy, can you just say a little bit about yourself? Because you've been around for quite a while now.
A little while.
In the community, so it would be good, just to get a,
Little while. Yeah. I'm a little old, probably the youngest Rotarian in South Australia, and our youngest population is over 70, so you can guess how old I am. I came here in 1968 to study nursing. And after nursing, I studied health administration. So I ran intensive care for 30 years and did my master's in business administration when I left nursing. So I've now been a sort of a health promoter, community worker. But I've been volunteering in the community for the last, I'll say, 30-odd years.
Wow, that's really great. Well, nominations are currently open for the Governor's Multicultural Awards, and these awards recognize and celebrate outstanding South Australians who promote multiculturalism and the benefits of cultural diversity in our community. Cathy, I would like us to listen to an excerpt from my interview with the Governor, where I ask him for a brief background on the awards and get your response as someone who've been around the scene for a long time.
Your Excellency, first I would just like to ask how these awards came about. How did it all start? A bit of a background.
The Governor's Multicultural Awards started 13 years ago.
Okay.
At the time, I was the chair of the Multicultural and Ethnic Affairs Commission, but also as a Lieutenant Governor. This award was, long before that, established by the Multicultural Community Council.
Okay, yeah.
And it ran for some times.
Yeah.
However, for whatever reason, they didn't go on continuing until I was approached by Dr. Tony Cocchiaro, at the time the president of MCC, to see whether we should work together, MCC and SANIAC, in order to revitalize the awards. I think it's a great, great initiative, and I appreciate the MCC and their leadership for that particular initiative. Mm. So I raised this award with my predecessor, the Rear Admiral Kevin Scales, who was the governor at the time. And he was so generous in accepting the initiative and took it on and turned that multicultural award into the Governor's Multicultural Awards.
Yes, Cathy, so for someone who was around when I believe some of these actions were taking place behind the scene, what can you say to what the Governor just said?
Indeed, I was one of the board members with Tony Cocchiaro when we approached the then Lieutenant Governor, and also as part of MCC board member, I was one of the founding judges to the Governor's Multicultural Award for many, many years. And through that time, we advertised throughout South Australia. We saw many hundreds and thousands of worthy applicants. And from there, we chose notary recipients, which was very formidable in South Australia.
Okay, so how long ago when this started? I think it's been now about Since 2007.
Yes, more than 10 years, more than 10 years. Wow. And I stopped being judge, I think, in 2000, probably 15, about five, six years ago. Yeah.
Okay, well, look, thanks, Cathy. I think we will take a break and then we'll come back. Thank you. So good afternoon and thanks again for tuning in. Welcome to MCCSA Community Voices radio program on 5EBI 103.1 FM. My name is Siddiq and today I have with me in the studio Cathy Chong, the president of the Chinese Welfare Services Association of South Australia. We are at 5EBI talking about the Governor's Multicultural Awards. Now, Cathy, I would like to know what the awards meant to you as someone who received the awards recently. But before we get to that, I would also like us to listen to what the governor said the award meant to him when I asked him about the awards.
Well, when I come to this country, I did not expect that they're so welcoming and they're so receptive for a new influx of other cultures from around the world.
Yeah.
So living here, you have the ability to not only preserving your culture, promoting your culture, practicing your culture and religious, whatever that belief that you have, but also have the ability to learn from the others, to appreciate the cultures from others.
Yeah.
We have one of the most culturally diverse community in the planet.
Yeah.
People who come here with more than 200 different cultural heritages that they have, and we're all living harmoniously and appreciating each other's culture, each other's values, each other's belief, and through that appreciation we develop a truly respectful toward our fellow Australians, fellow South Australians.
Yeah.
And through that, I'm very, very pleased to see that the awards providing the way for us to acknowledge and to promote and to encourage others to follow the footsteps of many, many migrants who have been here for many, many, many years, who have been working very hard to ensure that we maintain to be a harmonious society and a culturally rich society.
Mm. And these awards, they've been running for a while now, as you said, been over 13 years or so.
13 years, yeah.
Which is really a while now. So what impact do you think it will be having in the communities?
Well, we, South Australia in particular, and Australia as a whole, continuing to be leading the world in the way that we accommodating and welcoming the cultural diversity in our land. I think that's said to itself that we have been able to maintaining this harmony, maintaining this the respect that we all have to each other here. And I think I hope the awards in some way contributing to be part of that effort that we
have. Yes, Cathy. Now we've just had the governors talking about these awards and what they really meant to him and the fact that the awards are there for people from our communities who are doing so much, sometimes that go unnoticed. It's about recognizing them. So what will you say about these awards after listening to the governor?
Oh, I totally agree what you have to say, because I agree with the song, John Williams' song, I am, you are, we are all Australians. We come from countries all over the world. We call this place our home. We bring to Australia all of the positive we have, and we come here to embrace the general culture of Australia and sharing with everyone our own background. And I think that for myself, being here 53 years, I've enjoyed the mixing with other culture, sharing with them all our different briefings. With our New Year's, we must have about 10 New Year's a year, which is wonderful. And the landscape of our cultural sort of relevance is so important to the children, to all our youth today, so that we can bring on more harmonious, especially in this challenging time of COVID-19. I think with isolation, with the virus being from Wuhan, so I think that we need to recognize that we are all in it together to fight the dreaded virus. So I think that in this difficult time, we can share all our communication. Will be very good.
Yeah, Kathy, and also, yeah, talking about the virus, the COVID-19, how did that impact the awards as well? Because this year, I know it was a bit different. Normally, we have this big celebration at Government House and all that, but how did it went this time?
Well, this year, as I was the recipient of the individual, I knew I was on the short list. But one day, two parcels came, and I realized that I was the winner. Mm. So there wasn't going to be a reception at Government House. So we missed the opportunity of sharing the accolades with all the other finalists, which is abundant of them. Because every year when I was a judge, we would check about 400 applicants. So it would be fantastic to see them all, to celebrate what we've done for the communities. So next year, hopefully, will be bigger, bigger. And this year's winner can go on stage with next year's winner. So I encourage every one of you, please, if you know anyone, it doesn't have to be cultural diversity group. Yeah. If you do something for the community, nominate.
No, that's a good one. And also, nominations are open until 5 p.m. Friday, 9th of October, 2020. So, and winners will be announced in early 2021. Kathy, also, what can you say are some of the impacts of these awards in our community? Like, for somebody who's been around for a long time now, do you think these, when people receive these awards, like, what's the appreciation level? Like, is it a big deal to the community or...?
It is. If you look at the different categories you can nominate, it covers youth, it covers senior, it covers community, it covers organization, it covers public, private, regional. Yeah. And I think that...
And volunteers as well.
And volunteers as well, of course. And you see, as you know, volunteer news doesn't sell because we are not the fame athlete. Yeah. We don't bring big monies, but we do a lot of work for the community. I think that we spend about 2 billion hours in South Australia volunteer. I think without volunteer, all our age will not be able to be looked after. Yeah. And all the disability and the children won't be so well looked after. And I think that we need to appreciate what the accolades are and recognize them. And organization, I remember that one accolades are people like the Unadata communities that gather together to help a family. Yeah. And these are little things. These are little joys that the community put together to support each other. Why shouldn't we celebrate their successes?
Yeah. And I think it's a good idea as well. You know, it's good for people who are working in the communities tirelessly. Sometimes it goes unnoticed. So if community members out there nominate them for these awards and they get recognized, it means a lot to them. People will have it in their houses, they will put the plaques, you know, and look at it with fondness and memories, you know. So I think it's a good idea as well. We'll take a break and we'll come back and talk more about the awards. Good afternoon again, and thanks for tuning in. Welcome to MCCSA Community Voices radio program on 5EBI 103.1 FM. My name is Sidik, and today I have with me in the studio Cathy Chong, President of the Chinese Welfare Services Association of SA. She is well known and respected in the community, and we are here today talking about the Governor's Multicultural Awards. I was lucky to have an interview with the governor, and he couldn't make it, so we had to tape the interview. So I will play another excerpt of this interview, and then I will have a chat with Cathy.
So how about preparing for these awards? What's happening behind the scenes? Like, how does it go about when it comes to preparing for these awards?
Well, the awards is managed by the SAMIAC, South Australian Multicultural Network Affairs Commission, with assistance from the departments.
Okay.
They have the panel, an independent panel of judges, including representative from MCCs, representative from the SAMIAC, representative from a number of well-trusted, well-known individuals in our community.
Okay.
And each year, the department would conducting the promotion and processing of the applications and nominations.
Yep.
And then the judges make the decision on this selection, and present it to me as the governor as a final stage.
Oh, okay.
And that we also, since become the governor of this stage, I then turn this award presentation each year into a larger one that's called the Annual Celebration of South Australia Cultural Diversity.
Okay.
And this presentation of the award is part of that celebration.
Oh,
okay.
Yes, Cathy. So, by the sounds of it, it looks like there's a lot of preparation goes into the selection process for these awards. What are your thoughts, as someone who used to be a judge as well? Like, it seems like a lot goes on behind the scene, with up to 500 or so people at times that get nominated.
Indeed, indeed. I think the Office for Multicultural Affairs do provide the support service, where they promote, collect the nomination and collate them. So by the time the judges get to see them, we get courier a big folder, and we go through every one of them, and we have several meetings to judge. So the judging panel is always very robust.
Oh, wow. Well, these important awards recognize and celebrate outstanding South Australians who promote multiculturalism and increase the understanding of the benefit of cultural diversity in our community. I also asked the governor, like, for him to explain about the purpose from his own perspective, what he thinks about these awards, and this is what he had to say.
The purpose of these awards has never changed. That is, recently, the MCC had the vision to promote and to acknowledge and to appreciate those organizations and individuals who have been working tirelessly, devoting their times, their energy and dedication to try to make our communities truly appreciate the diversity of the cultural fabric in our community, truly appreciate the benefit of multiculturalism, and truly appreciate that together we can turn this culturally diverse society into a most harmonious and cohesive community to live in. And that's continuing to be the objectives of these awards.
Yes, Cathy, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, indeed. I think that the governors say so aptly. We actually need this award to celebrate our cultural diversity and what it brings to the general fabric of Australianism. So I think multiculturalism Australia need to acknowledge and also celebrate with all the communities, not just the diverse community, with all the mainstream as well.
Yep. Well, for me as a recipient of these awards myself, I also had to ask the governor, like, how does he go about doing this? Because it is not easy having to stand in front of so many people and give awards to about 300 people or so with a smile and a photograph. And then after that, again, he takes more photos. He's always patient about, he's always had that patience to be there and do all of that. So I had to ask him, how do you do it? You know, and this is what he had to say.
First of all, I love people and I appreciate every single one of us that have been doing so much for the community. I see the people, most of the people are having good hearts and they're trying to do the best that they can under the circumstances. As you know, I come as a refugee starting from nothing here. We're all striving to get the best that we can for ourselves, for our family, for our children. But this community have been welcoming us, embracing us, and allowing us the opportunity to do the most the opportunity can offer. So appreciation of the society, appreciation of the society that's so welcoming to us, that's the least I can do as a payback, a return to the enormous opportunity that we have been given.
So that's a very positive message from the governor. We'll take a short break and we'll be back shortly. Thank you. Again, and thanks for tuning in. Welcome to MCCSA Community Voices radio program on 5EBI 103.1 FM. My name is Sidik, and today in the studio I have with me Cathy Chong, the president of the Chinese Welfare Services Association of SA. We are here today basically talking about the Governor's Multicultural Awards 2020. Nominations are currently open for these awards, which recognize and celebrate outstanding South Australians. I would like us to listen to a short audio again from the governor, where he is encouraging communities to nominate individuals and organizations that are giving their time to help others in the community.
And for the next round of the award, what would you like to say to our communities out there?
I would encourage everyone, every South Australians, to nominate those worthy of the awards, for the awards. There are many quiet achievers. They've done a lot, they're contributing a lot to the society, to their community, and yet they never do that to seek the glory or acknowledgement. We're just quietly doing that because they feel deep in their heart that they have the ability and the obligation to contributing to the community. But as a community, we should acknowledge them. We should thank them. We should be able to appreciate what they have done. And that's what I would urge everyone to nominate those individuals or those organizations that deserve the accolade, deserve the acknowledgement.
So, Cathy, what would you like to say as well regarding nomination? And also, have you nominated someone yet? Or
I will be.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. So what would you like to say, though, to the communities out there regarding the nominations?
Indeed, I concur with what the governor has said. Every one of us knows somebody, know your neighbor, know your neighborhood, know your communities, who have got lots of people volunteering tirelessly. They don't think it's volunteering. They just think it's part of life for them. In the Chinese culture, we don't have a right translated word for volunteer. It just means self-willing. That's what it is. We have the direct translation is self-willing, which is giving of oneself so willingly, you don't think of any sort of reciprocal recognition.
Okay. And also, as someone who you've been around for quite a while, working in the multicultural sector and all that, what sort of advice do you have for people in that space that are giving their time? Sometimes people do feel a bit like they're giving too much, like a bit tired. Sometimes it's too challenging, but you have to keep going like you've done all these years. What sort of advice?
Yeah, I've been volunteering for nearly, 53 years, I think, apart from baby time. But I think that there is fatigue, there is challenges, you're tired, but you don't realize that when you stay at home, you're even more fatigued on your own. When you come and volunteer with group, it just gives you rejuvenation. I think each and every one of us feel that when you go and mix with big crowd, they give you the extra they give you a purpose to leave the house and go and mix with somebody, whether to sing, to dance, to cook, to clean, and you come home a much better person.
Yeah, well, that's really true. Well, look, the nominations are open and the awards are administered by the Department of the Premier and Cabinet through Multicultural Affairs. They will be presented by His Excellency, the Honorable Hugh Van Lee, who is the Governor of South Australia, on the advice of an independent judging panel. And as Cathy said before, the categories are Outstanding Individual Achievements Award. We have the Arts and Culture Award, Community Sector Award, Media Award, Private Sector, Public Sector, Senior Volunteer, and Youth. So if you think of someone in the community who you think deserve this award, please try and nominate before Friday, 9th of October.
Can I just interject?
Yeah.
Those of you that haven't seen the form, I don't need a print form these days, go to Departments of Premiers and Cabinet website. You will find the link. Please download them.
Yeah, you have to nominate online. Everything, things have changed now, so we expect people to go online and nominate. So thanks, everyone. Thanks, Cathy. And a big thank you also to our listeners for tuning in. Please join us again for future MCCSA radio programs every third Wednesday of the month. Next month, it will be the 14th of October. You will hear from us then. Have a nice day. Thank you.